You're listening to Wet Shaving Talk, powered by Sharpologist.com, where we're dedicated to preserving the art and skill of classic shaving. I'm your host, Joe Burley, and today is August 17th, 2020. All right, everyone, welcome back to the podcast. Great to see you all here today on this big week for us here at the podcast. It's a big one. We've got a lot of new items coming out, a lot of stuff to discuss, and just really, really happy about some of this new these new concepts that I've been just really researching, and we're able to find some really cool stuff. Now, I'll be honest with you all, it's been getting, for me, I've been just seeing the same items online all the time and looking at the same vendors all the time. It makes it so a little complacent. So I started to go out of the box a little bit. I went out of the box. I started just really Googling concepts and different types of razors. And I'll be honest with you, I found a couple of really cool things that I wanted to share with everybody, really. I mean, just really interesting concepts that I might actually get myself eventually, but it might be a little bit of time before I can do so. But it is definitely definitely interesting to read about and to check them out, guys, if you do have some time. So the new first today on the show, we'll get on with the show here. We have a new razor from Charcoal Goods. The razor is actually something along the lines of the everyday concept. A razor from, I don't want to butcher the name, but I probably will. It's called Sergi Rogovets Carbon Fiber and Zirconium DE Razor. This is a razor that I found just messing around online, just searching, and it really got my attention, so I definitely want to discuss this one. Hallows from B&M, from Barrister and Man, will be making a comeback this year, and the pre-order is open for this year, so for this fall, so check it out. Hallows from B&M. The Zeppelin razor with dual personalities. And also a new fragrance from Fine Accoutrements coming out soon. It's called Latigo. And that will be coming out in September. And there are not much notes on that, but just a few things on what the scent is actually based on. And it's not even on the website yet. It was just sent out to their email list. And a little bit of discussion of the fall seasonal special for all you new listeners out there. This is a great time of the year for me. It's a lot of work for the podcast, but it's my favorite episode coming up. And that will be coming up just a little bit over a month. So it's a few more episodes and then we'll be there. So we're going to do it a little early this year, just so I give everybody a good chance to go purchase everything. And of course, we'll leave it. It'll be in the show notes probably for the rest of the year, how to properly sanitize and clean your razor. Won't discuss it, but the notes will be there just in case you need to refresh or anything like that. Just with everything going on with the COVID stuff. All right, guys, without further ado, let's get on with the show. So if you've been listening for a few years or just even for a few months, you would definitely know that I'm a fan of Charcoal Goods razors, safety razors. Charcoal Goods is a one-man operation made by one person with a CNC machine and a computer and a lot of different other tools for polishing and all that good stuff. But that's really what this concept is. So it's an American-made razor, one-person operation. Each of the razors are usually individual, serial numbered, and all that good stuff. I mean, it's a special one. I do have a charcoal razor myself. So, I mean, it's a special concept. The Everyday Razor is a razor that just launched on Charcoal Goods, I believe, a couple of weeks ago, and it's already sold out. I cannot believe it's already sold out, but I can believe once I tell you what I'm going to tell you here. It's designed to be an affordable alternative to high-end CNC machine razors. So now the price point, I'm going to tell you the price point first. For the stainless steel everyday razor, it's $125. And that is complete. You have all pieces of handle, you have a base plate, and you have a top cap, right? $125. And there's also a brass version for $150, but that version actually gives you a little bit more of a choice. You can actually choose your handle on that one. So Charcoal Goods has been around. Usually it's a custom razor. You can buy what you used to do when they first came out. What consumers would do would buy, you buy a top cap, you would buy your choice of a base plate. A base plate could have either be solid bar, could be open comb, could be dual comb with both concepts, and aggression level. You choose your aggression level on the base plate. And then you choose your handle, and then you would piece it out and then have it sent to your house. And that's how it worked for a little while. And they first, price point is kind of high. It's about $300 to do that, maybe a little bit more depending on your what option you pick, what material you pick, whether it's polished or it's antiqued. But you know, you get a lot of choice with that. It's basically a 100% custom razor. Well, then Charcoal Goods started doing like basic razors where they would just come out with, okay, you choose level one, level two, and it's all pieced out, and we sell it to you for that a little bit less, like $225 or $250, right? I think the Torpedo razor was like that. I bought a Torpedo when it came out because it was so hard to, I mean, you're on the waiting list of Charcoal Goods for over 6 months, really, to get one. And when they started doing the ready-to-purchase stuff, that's when I got into it. Now they're doing the everyday razor to give everybody a chance to try the high quality CNC machine, basically the same material, same quality that that they do with their regular razors, but for an affordable price with really not many options. So if you decide to go with the stainless steel version, there's only one aggression level, and it's a little bit of a different design. If you look at the picture in the show notes, a little different. A medium aggression, and there's no individual serial numbers on it or anything like that. There's no etching on the base plate like the regular model. And you really, so the lack thereof choice makes up for it in price. So the price on this razor, $125, is about half price of what you would get with a custom razor, right? So this is just Charcoal Goods' way of getting into everybody's hands. And $125 for their debut price on a stainless steel version is really good for that. You're getting 100% CNC machined razor. I mean, it's good. It's a good deal. I haven't gotten a chance to try one, but I'm a fan of them. As you can tell, I'm definitely a fan of Charcoal Goods, having used several of their razors and still owning one today. I do put it in my regular rotation, so I really wish Charcoal Goods the best of luck. I know there have been some things going on with them recently that was just a little moving and stuff like that. So I'm glad they're still producing razors and stuff. So, and all that good news to hear from them. So check it out. There's also a brass version, but unfortunately, when I first started the show notes, they were still in stock, and now they're out of stock. He'll have some more in stock in the next couple of months, I think. So check it out, guys, charcoalgoods.com. If you have any questions or anything like that, send them an email over there at the Contact Us page that they have, and I'm sure they'll get back to you as soon as they could. But yeah, definitely really cool concept. So check it out. If you've been on the fence about purchasing a Charcoal Goods razor, I definitely would give you my recommendation, because I am a fan of the company and of the way the razors shave. I am more along the lines of I've actually tried level 2 and 3. I've never tried 1, and level 2 is perfect for me. I mean, it's just mild aggression, really nice. Level 3, if you're doing head shaving like I do, it's a little bit tough, so I would stick with a 2. But what I've heard is that the new razor that came out, the Everyday Razor, is based on the 2, so you're good to go on that. So check them out when you get a chance. All right, so this is one that I was online one day, and I was looking for like a carbon fiber razor just to see it. First off, I'm a big fan of carbon fiber. I think carbon fiber is amazing stuff. I think the lightweightness and the strength of it, I mean, it's stronger than steel. It's about the same weight as plastic, and it's just really an awesome concept. And really got me into this was a couple of other razors that I've seen coming out with this actual concept. You have a Carbon Shave came out with a titanium / carbon fiber handle that is very light. Like the whole razor itself weighs like 30 grams. But the Sergi Rogovets, hopefully I'm saying that right, Sergi Rogovets carbon fiber and zirconium D razor kind of takes both of those concepts but keeps the weight of it. It's still a heavier razor at around 80 grams or 100 grams or something like that. But it's made out of with a carbon fiber handle and also with zirconium D head, razor head. Now, if you're unfamiliar with zirconium is, it's kind of like a sister metal to titanium. It's slightly cheaper than titanium to make, but it's becoming more popular as titanium has been getting more and more demand for other things. So it's a good alternative to titanium and still high quality metal, still very anti-corrosive and all that stuff. So it's a good, this razor right here is really interesting to me. Now, and it's another thing is cool, it's hand turned in the United States. So I don't know much about it. I did send an email to the website that I found who's selling it to see if they can give me some information on it. But I haven't heard anything yet back. and I will definitely update you all on that. The razor's retail price is $250, and it's 100% hand turned in the USA. And I don't see much. There's no reviews on it. There's nothing on it. So I'm on the fence about purchasing it. It is a very large purchase in the wet shaving world, especially for something I don't know much about. But it really looks cool. So I'm thinking this might be on my my list pretty soon of something to try out and to let everybody know about. If you have tried this razor and know a little bit about it, or you like it, dislike it, or anything that you've seen it or held it, let me know via email. I'd love to feature something like this on the podcast, because this is exactly what I was looking for. Something, a little different concept. And it really looks like, just looking at the picture, it really is very, very interesting, to be honest with you. And just clicking on the link, I put a link for the actual knifecenter.com as it's listed under. I would never look for a razor on a website like that. But I'm on it right now. And it's just really cool. It is saying it's custom made, all that good stuff. It's made by Sergio Rogovets Custom Knives, which I'm not a big knife person, so I wouldn't know. And just reading about it, it doesn't really say much. It's 4.3 ounces. So that's pretty heavy for something that's made out of carbon fiber. I'm not sure if the razor itself is solid inside, just the handle part is carbon fiber, but really cool. Yeah, the more I look at this, the more I'm going to try and pull it. And just pull the plug on, just go for it, right? Just jump in. But all right, I'm clicking off that right now. I don't want to look at it anymore, else I'm gonna buy it, and I don't need anything else at the moment. No, I'm just kidding, guys. So just check it out if you get a chance. Knifecenter.com. I left the show notes in there for the exact listing if that's something you're interested in. And check it out if you tried it or use it or know somebody that has it, or let me know too, because I'd really love to know more about this razor. All right, sorry about the rambling about that cool carbon fiber razor, but it is cool. Barrister & Mann is coming back out with Hallows 2020. That's right, guys. Hallows is back. If you are not familiar with Hallows, this is one of the bigger fall scents out there from the well-known artisans. You know, you have Barrister & Mann does something pretty big every year. The Holy Black does something pretty big every year. Phoenix Arts Encroachments, they always do a big, you know, spread of Halloween products every year, or fall products. But this one is like one that's been around for a long time. It's been around about 5 or 6 years now, I think. And it's not made every year, although they skipped 1 year and came back out with it. It was supposed to be an every other year thing, but this year it's coming back, and usually it's a big launch. I'm guessing myself that from Barrister & Mann, this is one of their bigger items. And it's one of my favorites. I've tried all of them, the exception of the first version, which there wasn't very much of it out. I've tried a couple of them, and they're all very similar. I mean, it is just a nice scent for the fall. I mean, it's a cool item. It's awesome. It's pretty cool. And they're doing a whole line this year. T-shirts, even face masks. And instead of Aftershave Splash, I saw an Aftershave Bomb that's being offered with the actual pre-order. So it is definitely one of the top, if not one of the most popular fall Halloween scent coming out. And with new artwork this year and a pre-order, it's just looking really, really exciting to try it out. So guys, check it out at barristerman.com. And if you're interested in pre-ordering it, go ahead and do that soon so you can get the first crack at it. And this really just opens it up. This is the first item I saw about fall that's coming out so far. And just really excited about it. So check it out, guys, at barristerman.com. Another razor that's got a great concept, okay? The Seagus Zeppelin razor is actually one of those razors that took innovation and put it all together. Took that classic design, classic concept, a little bit of modern technology, and now they came out with a razor they're saying is extremely effective and smooth. Now, I don't know much about it because I haven't tried one of these yet, and I'm also very interested. Sorry about that, guys. A little bit of a feedback on there. I'm checking it out right now on the website again because I put in some show notes in there, in the show notes some concept, but I really want to talk a little bit more about it. So the Zeppelin razor It's basically a double-edged razor that's got a little bit of a different design with an inverse smile in order to increase the tension grip of the blade and eliminates chatter completely, providing it extremely efficient and smooth. It's got only a couple of reviews on there, five-star reviews, which again, you guys know about me. I don't really look at those reviews on websites that sell it. I look at reviews on like Google and stuff because you can, we talked about that last week. We know the last one. So that inverse smile, supposedly the design is making it a little bit smoother. It looks a little curved. You can definitely see it. And it is made 100% of 316L stainless steel. And it's built in Spain. So I'm not sure of the maker. The Seagis definitely sounds something very interesting that I would say is up there with the coolness factor and different stuff. Much like the Sergey Rogovets razor. Sorry, this is really going to confuse everybody. I didn't even realize this till just now. And you can actually hear me. I was slowing down a little bit because I'm like, do I have this right? No, it's a different razor company altogether. Very similar name. It's not harsh. They're calling this the 07 model, which is actually the second version of it, I believe. And just really interesting. A lot of guys talking about it here on the website. We got two people here saying it's smooth, it's good. But I'd have to give it a shot myself, you know, to really get the concept and to understand how it works. So if you've tried there as well, let me know, because it's very, very cool concept. I like that inverse design. And this is something that also I've been looking for, like a new concept or a new, just something new with the new design, new somebody's trying something else, you know? It's just really, really, really interesting. So check them out, guys. But it's actually exclusive to Bull Goose Shaving. So Bull Goose Shaving has it on their site, and I left the show notes. I left the link for you in the show notes as well. Everyone, and now, another big brand, another big launch coming up, Fine Accoutrements. If you're not a fan of them and you have never used them, you probably haven't been exposed to them yet, well, I would definitely try some of their products. It's good stuff. Fine Accoutrements is coming out with Latigo, which will be coming out on September 10th. And it's inspired by Nitzy 10, which is like a lemon bergamot orange type scent with a little sandalwood in there as well. I think that's what I looked up online from the original scent. This is a homage to that. And I'll be honest with you guys, Fine Accoutrements is definitely up there with the launches and good stuff. They've been coming out with a few razors here and there. And if you've ever been a fan of Fine products in the past, I remember, I think it was about 4 or 5 years ago, we had Fine Accoutrements American Blend that just came out in the wet shaving world, and that was sold out everywhere. That went nuts. Everybody went crazy over it. And I remember the first time I got exposed to it was at Pasteur's in New York when I was there. They had the aftershave left. They didn't have any of the soap. So I got the smell, and I was like, wow, this stuff's really good. And ever since then, I don't know if they've ever had as big as a launch as that one. That was probably one of the bigger ones for them. But there have been solid launches and new items. But they're not one of those artisans that do seasonal products. They don't do other things as well. They just kind of do like, I guess, just like a new product, and it comes in the line and it kind of stays in the line forever. You know, they just add something to it, and then they keep their core, but they don't do really like different, like, oh, I'm going to do one for fall, for Christmas. Not really like that. They just kind of do straight stuff. So the Latigo is coming out on the 10th. Check it out, guys. It looks really cool. As you know, the Fine Accoutrements, good products, good performing stuff. I mean, it does work very well, so I'm sure they're going to have a great launch and a really good product coming out. So check them out at fineaccoutrements.com. All right, and just want to take a few minutes at the end of the show here, guys, just with all that new products coming out, just to go over the fall seasonal special. This is something to where this is like the biggest joy for me in the podcast world. And, you know, doing this for several years now, this is the most fun that you can get just looking up for new artisans and fall products and stuff. So first and foremost, I want to say thank you to all of the artisans every year for keeping this fun and making it really interesting. Last year was one of the biggest years we've had. And I can only imagine that this year, with everything going on, will be bigger. So one thing I will say, and this is going out for the artisans, if you do have new products coming out this year and you want to have them featured on the show, or if you want just me to mention them, please let me know via email at joe.wetshavingnews@gmail.com as soon as you know what you're coming out with, because the show this year I'm going to come out with a little bit earlier than usual. I usually do it the show before Halloween. This year I'm going to do it a show before that one. just so everybody has a chance to purchase items and get them before Halloween, because that's really the one that everybody wants it during that fall season. So I'm thinking about doing this in the last show of September instead of the first or second show in October. So the date is still pending, but if you do know what you're going to come out with, let me know right away and send me an email so I can definitely get your spot locked in there. Now, as for everything else, guys, just to explain this episode, I go and I research over 100 vendors now. I have over 100 vendors and artisans that I research, and I go through everybody's websites about really right coming up to the show. So, like, example, Hallows, we just talked about that today. I will mention that, you know, that will have a spot in there so I could start my notes, and I'll have that in the Barrister Man part. But the thing is, this is why I'm shooting out and, you know, reaching out to the vendors, is because I want you guys to have enough time to be able to purchase what you want or check it out before Halloween. And a lot of the vendors will start coming out with stuff 2 weeks before or a week before. You know, they can get it out in the mail, but I can't get it on the show because I've already done the show. So hope that's my biggest fear of going earlier this year. So if you have any thoughts on that, or if you as a vendor or as a listener or both, just let me know via email if you think that's something that you'd like to see if to come out a little earlier this year to have more time. Or if not, I could wait until the Halloween episode to do the whole thing too. That would be, that'd be fine with me too. I'm just kind of looking for feedback. I might also do a Survey Monkey survey. I'm considering it this week for the next show just to see what everybody says. So that'll probably be on the next show too. I'm going to probably set that up in the next couple of days here. And so then everybody, I could see if everybody wants to. So look for my posts there on Facebook here and there just as a couple of, on the next show, I'll have the link for it as well. All right, guys. So really, that concludes our show this week. It was a big one, right? A lot of new items, a lot of cool concepts, really interesting with the wet shaving world. Love to see new stuff. Love to see it. So remember, our show is powered by sharpologist.com. What your father didn't teach you about shaving. Special thanks to Mark, aka Mantic59, for everything that he does in the community. And most of all, you guys, the listeners. Remember to check out my blog site here and there at shavestraightandsafe.com with some new stuff coming out actually in the near future. And always feel free to email me at joe.wetshavingnews@gmail.com. Our next show will be August 31st, 2020. And until then, shave straight and shave safe. Bye-bye now.